Let's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In news out of Winsted, Connecticut, the American Mural Project is now the recipient of a $10,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, one of eight Connecticut organizations to have received a grant, the only organization in the state to receive a Challenge America grant. The NEA Challenge America grant will fund an all our own mural-making project in three Connecticut schools with underserved populations: Pearson School in Winsted, grades 3 through 6, Oliver Wolcott Technical High School in Torrington, grades 9 through 12, and the CREC Montessori Magnet School in Hartford, grades pre-K through 6. Challenge America grants offer support primarily to small and mid-sized organizations for projects that extend the reach of the arts to populations that have limited access to the arts due to geography, ethnicity, economics, or disability. The project with the three schools will focus on the central theme of work, which is core to AMP's mission: what work students see in the community, how they see themselves as workers through the creative process, and the vision they'll cultivate for their own future work. Liquor and wine stores in Dutchess County can now stay open till 9 p.m. every day. The New York State Liquor Authority's board approved the two-hour extension at its meeting last week. The chairman said during the session that boards received several hundred written statements from public individuals saying they supported the two-hour extension. The former law, established in 1983, restricted stores to close at 7 p.m. each day and allowed them to be open for only 1 hour in the morning on holidays. The change, which went into effect immediately, allows county liquor stores in Dutchess County to be open till 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. On Sunday, they may be open from noon until 9 p.m. The Berkshire Jewish Federation is presenting a series of discussions entitled Moments to Remember, featuring Dick Macht, January 23rd and 30th and February 6th at Knesset Israel on Colt Road in Pittsfield. Admission to the 10:45 morning lectures is free. A kosher lunch will also be served at noon for $7 per person. Adults over 60 will be admitted for only $2. Advance registration for the luncheons are required. 413-442-2200. The annual Housatonic Camera Club Noble Horizons show and sale has the opening reception coming up on January 24th, 5 until 7 at the Wagner Room. The gallery will be open weekends 11 till 4 through February 23rd. Parents of high school students are invited to attend a question and answer session regarding the college search and application process that on Saturday, January 25th, at the Monterey Community Center on Main Road. The forum begins at 10 a.m. Details and more information at 413-854-5048. Steeples of Litchfield County, a new exhibition of sketches by Stephen Goldberg, will be at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum opening January 25th, remaining on view through April 25th. From 2 to 3 on the 25th, curators Alexander Ellis and Goldberg will hold a public lecture about the exhibit at the Sharon Congregational Church. Parking is in back of the church. Overflow parking will be at the museum across the street at 18 Main Street. From 3:30 to 5:30, there will be a public reception at the museum. The snow date is February the 1st. Tremaine Art Gallery at the Hotchkiss School presents Kahn and Selznick at the Tremaine Art Gallery beginning January 25th through February 23rd. Reception coming up on the 25th from 4 until 6 p.m. The Michael Mussolini Trio Plus 2 performing the 25th at the Esther Eastman Music Center at Elfers Hall in Hotchkiss. It is free and open to the public. Annandale on Hudson, the U.S.-China Music Institute presents its first annual Chinese New Year concert featuring Bard's College, the Orchestra Now, performing a collection of Chinese symphonic works. Conductor and director of the U.S.-China Music Institute, Ying Dong Hai, will share the stage with guest conductor Chen Bing and the Chinese instrument masters from the world-renowned faculty of the Central Conservatory of Music in China. The concert will be Saturday the 25th at 7 p.m., at Bard's Fisher Center, the Sosnoff Theater. Information and tickets, fishercenter.bard.edu. Friends of the Cornwall Library will once again celebrate the birthday of Robert Burns with a Burns Night event Saturday, January 25th from 7:30 till 8:30. Cost $10 per person, 21 or over. Reservations and advance payment are required. You can visit the Cornwall Library for reservations. New York City's Paige Turner, Confessions of an Unnatural Blonde, Saturday at the Bock Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse. Doors open at 8, the show at 9. 10 o'clock, you can meet Ms. Turner. By the way, at 8 o'clock, there'll be libations and snacks. Known as the Carol Burnett of drag, showbiz spitfire, Paige Turner is one of the original creators, producers of New York City's live drag reality show, So You Think You Can Drag. There is general admission at $35, $55 admission with the open bar. Tickets are available online, sharonplayhouse.org.
It's another series of the fundraising brunches at the Interlaken this weekend. The Sunday brunch for Salisbury Water Sports Association will be held this Sunday at the Interlaken Inn. The event is sponsored by the Interlaken Inn. Adults, $19.95. Children under 10, $10. Children accompanied by adults under 4, free. Brunch menu includes omelets, waffles, spinach, quiche, ham, bacon, sausage, muffins, coffee, tea, and juice. The Interlaken makes a donation to Salisbury Water Sports Association from the proceeds. More information, Eric@interlakeninn.com.
Well, it's the 9th annual Bloody Mary contest, a fun-friendly competition among area residents that'll take place at the Black Rabbit Bar and Grill on Sunday, January 26th from 11 till 4 or while supplies last. Purchase a flight of tastings and you can be the judge. The defending champion, by the way, for the trophy is the Woodland Restaurant. Once again, that is Sunday the 26th, 11 to 4 at the Black Rabbit Bar and Grill. Astronomy 2019, Splendid Images and New Insights, a stunning presentation by Roger Liddell, will be held on the 26th, Sunday at 4 p.m. Photographs will include the Hubble Telescope and other imaging systems. It's the Sunday at 4 series at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, Upper Main Street. Information, hotchkisslibrary.org or 860-364-5041. It's time for the second annual Dine Out for History. Diners can go wherever they want at dinner time on designated nights. You're encouraged to make reservations where required and mention Dine Out for History. This is going on, of course, in cooperation with the Northeast Historical Society. The first event is at the Millerton Inn. Dinner reservations are requested. Dates of participating restaurants and their dinner times are as follows. January 26th, the Millerton Inn from 5 till 9 p.m., 518-592-1900, reservations requested. February 9th, the Oakhurst Diner, 19 Main Street from 5 till 9 p.m., 518-592-1313. February 17th, the Golden Walk Railroad Plaza from 5 to 9:30 p.m., 518-789-9236. February 23rd, Manadu Cafe, 54 Main Street from 5 till 10 p.m., 518-789-3570. Reservations are requested there. On March 3rd, Taro's Pizzeria and Restaurant, 18 Main Street from 5 till 9 p.m., 518-789-6630, cash only. March 9th, Round 3, 5523 in New York 22. That'll be from 5 till 9 p.m. And March 26th at 52 Main Street in Millerton, 5 till 10 p.m., 518-789-0252. Reservations are requested. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 9.77 to 29,186.27. NASDAQ starts off today at 9383.77 and the S&P 500 at 3321.75. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.